Mr. Vice Mayor, dear ladies and gentlemen, yes, I'm the Vice Mayor from Tallinn, responsible for urban planning. And in Estonia, our smart society has been built not only with oil and metal, but through innovation and technology. For decades, e-governance has been a national priority. In Tallinn, nearly 99% of public services are available online, and our residents can access over 2,500 digital services, from paying taxes to applying for maternity leave. And they can access them all seamlessly 24/7. 2 weeks ago, the United Nations ranked Tallinn first in the local online services index alongside Madrid, recognizing our digital achievements. The index measures the extent, quality and accessibility of digital services in cities, and both Tallinn and Madrid achieved 93% of the assessed criteria. This global recognition is a proof to our commitment to enhancing city services and ensuring that technology can serve people, not the other way around, which is, in my opinion, a really important point to keep in mind. The development of digital services has been a means to make service use easy, human-centered, and seamless for city residents. The United Nations recognition confirms that we are on the right track, but it also carries a responsibility. We must continue to implement innovation so that Tallinn remains a city where technology serves the people. All of our services are built with data security in mind, with a special focus on protecting personal information as the technological innovation becomes quicker and quicker. I think it is something we must really keep in mind, that data protection and the security is something crucial when we talk about digital innovation. We've leveraged SINCE and technology to build an inclusive smart city ecosystem. For example, last year, when Tallinn was European Green Capital, we launched a global innovation program, Test in Tallinn. Test in Tallinn allows businesses to test innovation projects in real-world urban environments. Currently, 23 projects are underway, focusing on mobility, energy, circular economy, and urban planning. And it's a really vital platform, and it brings a huge it plays a huge role also in the development of our digital services. But being smart isn't just about adopting the latest technology. It's about ensuring that these technologies impact positively all communities, including the vulnerable, elderly, women, and youth. For example, Tallinn's digital twin and virtual green planner are designed to involve citizens in designing green spaces, recognizing that diverse perspectives enhance urban planning. As we embrace AI, delivery robots, and self-driving vehicles, we are also aware of the risk privacy concerns, human rights, and environmental impact. Thus, we must develop inclusive strategies to safeguard our citizens, ensuring that these technologies enhance rather than disrupt everyday lives. Ultimately, smartness in cities means co-creation, involving citizens in decision-making and ensuring that everyone can benefit from innovation. By listening and staying connected with our communities, we can better meet their needs and make technology for a force for good. Thank you very much.